Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Carter, and today's guest is Angela Bell. And whether your business is on fire or you're tired and you're playing whack-a-mole with the persistent issues that are coming up in your business, Angela is the beacon of innovation for you. And more importantly, which I love, your bottom line, her mastery is cultivating controlled business expansion. It preserves the stability and personal bandwidth while removing avoidable hurdles for a smooth and sustainable growth. Angela's holistic approach really changes the game in how you and your business work together, making it not just more profitable, but also making it fun and, more importantly, more fulfilling. The practical yet innovative ways of doing things has got her noticed in documentaries such as on ABC and iHeartRadio, and she's not doing it alone. She brings an amazing team of mindset pros who all are about boosting your business, not giving you pep talks, not giving you random mindset moves. They work hand in hand with strategy with our Strategy Scale Squad, a curated group of top-notch experts and authorities from around the world. These squad members usually charge a hefty sum for their advice, and they're part of the Holistically Made Millionaires program. So let's get their insight. Let's welcome Angela Bell to the show.
Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
What I love about today's guest is her expertise in just getting us unstopped, getting us clear, and getting us moving and getting in radical action. So, Angela, why don't you tell everyone your sweet spot? What's your jam? What do you love, 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 love doing most of all?
Well, I began as a mindset expert, so that's always going to continue. You know, I'm here for people to become the best version of themselves, so that because that's where they're going to meet their best life, the best impact they're going to have on the world. That's always going to be it. But I love that intersection point between mindset and all the strategy and all the ways that we approach business. That's my sweet spot. And I zip those together.
And how do you do it differently? Because people, when I talk about mindset, you know, in our classes, I've got that down, but nobody has it down. Like I get confronted, like the bigger I play, it's like, oh, they're going to find out I don't know how to do that. Right. So talk about how you're different than every other person that's trying to talk about it. And I'm saying trying, right? Cause there's trying and then there's transforming. Yeah. And you are a transformational coach.
Yeah. You hit that on the nose. So there's a lot of people out there teaching awareness, and we have this light inside of us that's attracted to light. Right. So we want the truth. We want the light. But some people settle for like a motivational speech or a book or, and they're not even really like implementing the book. They're just kind of like cruising through it or a meme on Insta, you know, and that's awareness addiction. That's just like, oh, I got a little bit of oxytocin there. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm transformed. Go on. and I actually think the generation coming up behind us, like my children, your children, are a little bit more educated in the value of transformation. We're used to not doing that. So yes, it's very transformation forward, but you're never wrong. You're right. Always in the right spot. You're never wrong. There's so much love and encouragement, and we think everything's beautiful. Even those problems that you're whacking like whack-a-mole, you know, we think they're beautiful. And we show you how to turn everything into indicators instead of problems. And then the other piece is, and you've probably experienced this, Susie, so many people teach mindset, but they have no idea how to actually integrate it back into your business.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the indicators versus problems.
Yeah.
Because I think that's just, you just threw it out there like it was nothing. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, how do you turn indicators? How do you look at it as versus indicator versus a problem?
Yeah. Well, first, we'll use something simple. So I just got a new car this weekend. So I was thinking about, oh my gosh, what's most important to me? What's most important to me is that cars make my life simple. So I actually ended up with a lease because I do not want to be in that spot. Like I was looking at the service bay while I was there buying a car, and I'm like, I do not want to be sitting in that service bay with a stupid car. That's just
Right.
not how I choose to use my time. And how do you feel when you're sitting there? You're sitting here looking at the service light. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I have a problem. I have a problem. I have a problem. I have too many problems, and this is another problem, and I can't deal with that. But it's just a stupid light. And so many times in our life and in our business, because of the way our bodies are built, unless we know how to work with that and convert that into something else, we just sit there. I have a problem. I have a problem. And then we just go into fix it mode, right? And that doesn't really work. What works is like driving in saying, hey, I have an indicator. Like, could you tell me about that? Oh, awesome. That's so taking care of me. So indicators is just trying to take care of you. In your business, here's some indicators. You resent your team. You're frustrated with your team. Your team's frustrated with you. You can't seem to ever hire the right people.
Why are you calling me out on my stuff right now, Angela? Wait, what's like, wait, she knows small business, right? It's like, oh, get a match. I want a match today. Light it on fire.
You've built and scaled a business, but you don't have personal bandwidth. Not what you thought you'd have. And I mean, like, whatever you want to apply that to, creativity in your business, doing bigger, more impactful or beautiful things, or in your personal life, in your relationships, or even just in discovering other parts of you where it's just still like you don't have personal bandwidth. And it's because of the interplay of these thermostats that we have in our bodies, really. It's not just your brain, it's everywhere, where you're like, I deserve my business right here, but if it goes any further, I don't deserve it. And the only reason I deserve it is because of what I'm doing right now. So I can't let go of what I'm doing to scale.
Right.
You've never ran into that, right? Like people who won't let go of what they're doing
Right.
to move more into that CEO position, right? They stay in the solopreneur or small business, or they are a CEO and they still won't let go. Or on the opposite end of the same pen, here they won't let go, here they won't connect.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. We were sharing in the green room, if you will. I just
Yeah.
had to take a step back to realize what did I want to spend my time in. I
Yeah.
spent my whole career in the dig, right? The hustle, the grind, the hustle, the grind, the hustle, the
Good.
grind. And all of a sudden you have to go, wait, I don't need to do that anymore. Why am I doing that? It's just a trained behavior. And literally it took me a year to untrain that behavior to go, wait a
Oh,
minute,
yeah.
boundaries? Like when you're talking about, what do you mean boundaries? Like, give me an example of boundaries because we're so used to just over-delivering, over-serving, over-delivering, over-serving, going, wait, what do I need? What do I, and women, we as women, I see that men have an easier time, right, of just saying no, or I don't have capacity, or I don't, and we're always over-promising, over-delivering. So I think that's delicious. How do you help your clients, and you serve both men and women, but how do you help your clients like release that?
Oh, I have a perfect example. Well, everything we do, we have a core formula and a core base that we apply. It's proven. You know that I was in an auto accident during COVID, and my customers that were in that particular cohort were brick and mortar businesses that time, and they were shut down for 6 months. And this formula still delivered our 30% revenue increase guarantee because I was laying in my hospital bed with brain damage. I couldn't talk. I couldn't look at screens. And I'm like freaking out. And am I going to have chargebacks?
Right.
But the team and the system still delivered. So everything we do, there's a system, and there's always private coaching. I've trained mindset coaches all over the world and cherry picked the best. They all work with me and mentor with me for, we're going on almost a decade now with the ones that I have in there. So that's one of our keys, and they're all trained in how your mindset is affecting your business. So they know those indicator lights. I think the best thing to do is give you an example. I think story format. Can we go into that real quick?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I had this client named Brooke, and she was up to 200,000 a month. I mean, she was doing awesome. When I met her, she was doing like 10,000 a month. And we doubled her. And then she went and worked with some other people. She came back, we doubled her again, and she left. And then she came back and she was like, help. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, my time is gone. My personal bandwidth is gone. I want to homeschool my kids or at least participate in it. My husband's doing some of it. I can't. She was just so uncomfortable. Like she just had this impending feeling of doom, and she was just a hamster on a wheel. And she didn't think that's where she would be at 200 a month, because she'd hired, 25 people. Like she just, it was like disillusionment and disappointment and fear that this is all there was and that she was stuck. So we started working together, and I do this holistic assessment where I'm assessing mindset, and then I'm also assessing just real metrics, like where are you spending your time? What's your profit margin? What are the pillars of your business? How are you running your marketing? I just kind of have to get the whole picture. And as I was doing that, I was realizing she is spending so much time talking to her team. And then the second thing that stood out is she was spending so much time doing graphic design. She's a CEO of a multi-million dollar company. Now, granted, I knew she was good at that from previous experience, extremely good. So I said, you know what? Tell me about graphic design. When did you start doing that? Oh, well, it's the first thing my dad ever taught me. Oh, interesting. Knowing the relationship there and that her dad, some might label him narcissistic. That was big. That dad taught that to me, that I actually bonded with my father over that. Then she also said that that's what she went into at first in, at college, and it's the first thing she ever sold. Do you see the two worth markers? Yeah. So she felt that she had to do graphic design. This was subconsciously. No way could she have ever found this. She thought she had to do graphic design in order to deserve her company. Now, when I asked her about graphic design, she didn't go right to her dad. She showed me this elaborate process. Susie, you would have drooled over it. It was the most efficient hiring process for graphic designers I've ever seen. So she wasn't addressing the elephant in the room. And that's what I find is that business owners run around dealing with a lot of problems, but they're not actually addressing the elephant in the room that goes to bed with them, follows them on vacation, and is there every day.
I love it. So that really took, one-on-one coaching with you, really looking at what's working, what's not working, and digging deep, right? Because there is that trust. And it takes time, right, to uncover that, to really get into,
It
you know.
does. And honestly, because she'd worked with us and there was a lot of foundations there, I kind of act as a general contractor. I don't do all the mindset appointments. I find what's happening and send her to my team. And they worked with her. And within two sessions, so that was about a week and a half, we let go of 13 people. She didn't even notice they were gone. Except for she got back 50% of her day.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Overwhelmed by the complexity of business profit strategies? Jump aboard the Bullet Train to Big Profits course, a streamlined solution by Dr. Susie Carter. This course is designed to uncomplicate the path to profitability. Imagine being able to identify and execute profit strategies with ease, skyrocketing your revenues. Visit course.poweryourprofits.com and sign up for the Bullet Train to Big Profits course today. Are you tired of struggling to take your business to the next level? Power Your Profits is the game-changing book you've been waiting for. Dr. Susie Carter, creator of the Predictable Success Method, reveals her proven strategies for explosive growth. From daily operations to marketing systems, this comprehensive guide empowers you to achieve predictable revenue and profit growth. Don't miss out on this invaluable wisdom. Transform your business today. Find your copy at books.poweryourprofits.com.
And you'll love this one, Miss Profit Coach. We added $20,000 to her bottom line without making a single sale.
Get rid of people that aren't producing, right? And that are just sucking you dry.
They were just taking all of her time because she felt that she had to help them with their side hustle and develop them as people in order for her to deserve their support because she didn't deserve her company.
So delicious.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if you guys are like having little light bulbs go off for you, like seeing yourself in the story. It's so powerful, right? When you look at where do I do that? Where do I, you know, what is the minutia? I always have to catch myself and go, why am I doing this? Sam can do it. Why am I doing this? So and so can do it. Why am I doing it? And probably for the same reasons, right? It's like I want to be valuable. I want to prove. I want to, you know, to support my client. I want to wow them. And but I don't have to do it all. That's not my highest income producing activity.
Yeah,
But
it's not even logical, right?
right. Doesn't even
Yeah.
make sense. Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
But I love
Well,
it.
we do it for one other reason. Are you ready to just be even more like Twitter-pated?
Yes.
It's Valentine's Day. We can talk about being Twitter-pated about
Yes.
anything. The other reason that people have a hard time scaling that has to do directly with your mindset. So, you know, it doesn't matter what strategy you teach someone, if their mindset can't operate it, it's just another waste of time and money and bandwidth.
So say more
So,
about that.
well, you can teach strategy all day long. You
Right.
know, you could teach someone like Brooke knew how to hire a graphic designer. I've literally never seen a hiring process as good as that. And I've been around for a long time.
Right.
But she couldn't hire a graphic designer to save her life. And if she did, she didn't just dislike them, she hated them because her mindset had another priority. And you can't fight the core priorities of your existence, you know,
Right.
of your safety, of your worth and of your power. Because worth and power are really where we feel safety. Because we're not talking about like being eaten by a bear, right? We're talking
Right.
about being valued and being powerful. But the opposite of power is control. So that's the other reason, besides worth, that people have a hard time scaling is because they believe that they're in control and they want to keep control.
Yeah.
And
Definitely see that with my clients. It's like, no, you got to trust, let go. You can't do it yourself, right?
yeah, and then they create all this self-fulfilling validation that when they do let go, things go wrong.
Yes.
So a lot of the problems are coming from just another priority that's not the one you're speaking.
Love it. So let's shift just a little bit.
Sure.
So what I love about this conversation and what I love about our conversation with this podcast is we have real talk, right? Part of it is a lot of leaders, mentors, influencers, you know, coaches speak from their mountaintop. I want to talk about what was one of the biggest challenges you faced in your business and then how you personally tackled it.
I've had two. I've had to decide which, I mean, more
Only
challenges,
two.
two that were really significant.
Right.
But I think in the beginning, the hardest one for me was hiring. Because everyone has a core wound that it's kind of built in as you develop over life. And it's really meant to expand you, bless you, teach you, change you in a way that your strengths can't. And my core wound has always been betrayal and abandonment. And I experienced a lot of that. In fact, when I was in the hospital with brain damage and broken back, broken neck, all that, one of my mindset coaches that had been a client and we created this beautiful life for her. So then she wanted to pass along to other people, stole from me. So when I was down, she stole from me. It was hard.
Oh, that just hurts my heart.
Yeah. And there had been flags, right? There had been some flags. One of my strengths is love and loyalty, but it also can be my greatest weakness, right?
Yes.
So learning that, and then just the frustration of learning how to, you'll love this one. You know, the business owners that get frustrated and resentful of the people that they've either hired or are bringing in. And they're like, we just wear many hats here. We just need to build this out.
Right.
You're laughing already because they're hiring these people, treating them like a partner. Like, you have the responsibility of a partner. Like, you're getting paid like I am.
Right.
But they're not, and they never will be. It's actually your job to understand that role well enough to hire the right person and build out the role. It's not their job.
Yeah, exactly.
And so those are some of the strategies I had to learn. But until I got over and learned how to handle betrayal and abandonment and what that was and what that wasn't, right? Because
right.
sometimes it was that I didn't have a skill I needed. And other times it was I was actually being betrayed or abandoned.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the bigger you play it, I don't think abandonment never goes away. It just, you're
right.
It just camouflages better. Like my excuses are sexy. I can fool the best of them. Right. Cause they got sparkles on them, glitter on them. Right. And to go, wait a minute, I'm running a number. I just get more sophisticated in my sabotage or my excuses that I have to have. I have to have a powerful leader that can match me and not be afraid of me. And I think when I look at a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't have, like, your team can't be that for you. They just can't. You've got to have an outside coach. You've got to have someone that is playing bigger than you, that can see it and is willing to tell you the truth, right? Tom Landry said, a really effective coach will tell you what you don't want to hear,
yes,
show you what you don't want to see so that you could be the person you knew that you can be.
Yeah.
And so I just fall on that when I, you know, cause you get nervous, like, oh, I got to tell this person, like they're being, like, I'm working with a client now and she just gaslights, not intentionally. She gaslights very eloquently.
Yeah.
But just gaslights her team. There's like general acknowledgement, but there's never acknowledgement for the specific job. It's, oh, this is wrong. And that's wrong. And this is wrong. And that's like, dude, you are just gaslighting your team all over the place.
Which means she's gaslighting herself.
Yes.
So there's some kind of fear coping mechanism going on there. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I think it's just juicy to go, wait a minute, the bigger I play, the bigger thy breakdown. So who can help me before I fall on my face? Right. That's why I'm always looking for, like, who's the next person to help me? I look at this year, what's the skill set I need in my mindset, in my finances, in my business. Right now, I'm not hiring them all at once because you'll go crazy doing that, to go, what's the most thing to work on? And I think we have to be willing just to interview the coach, not just sign up and go, here's my challenge. What do you see? Right. Because I know you're like me. It's like, I might not be the best person for you right now.
Mm-mm.
Because I can give you, like you said in the beginning of this call, I can give you all kinds of strategy.
Right.
But if your mindset isn't there and you're afraid, and the number I'm saying scares the bejesus out of you, you won't do it,
right?
You won't have hard conversations. You have to get to the root of, why don't like holding people accountable. I've had to learn that skill because I want you to like me.
Yeah. Right?
And I've got to coach myself to go, it's okay. It's okay. They don't like you. They're not, if they like you all the time, we're not doing our job, right? I'm not holding the team accountable. I'm not holding them to their greatness.
It's
I'm not
calling
them on the carpet, right?
Yeah, there's a difference. There's an element of respect in there. And then there's an element of like, but there's an element of trust.
Yeah.
And you can't trust a person that's always trying to please you.
Exactly.
They're not your leader. And it's just like a child not having parents because they're always trying to please them. So I have a beautiful, another story, a client that's come to mind for me, because she had been really successful. She built a medical spa with a couple locations and an online skincare company. And she wanted to retire after COVID, and she'd hired a GM. And she didn't go into the office and all that every day, but the problems that were the elephant in the room when she was there followed her home. And it became, have you ever had a problem that is so insidious and intrusive that it actually freezes you?
Yes.
That's where she was at. She was in full anxiety. And I'd already worked with her husband on a couple of his companies, and we did really great. And so she just dialed me right up. I mean, it was actually, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I need to know what's going on before I agree to this. This isn't, you know, hold up your card and we're in. And really her biggest problem was she had a belief that she couldn't get the right people. Now you're talking medical spa, you're talking doctors, the injectors that we love for Botox and fillers and all of that. And she couldn't get them. She had tried for years.
Right.
So she was at 45% 35% capacity. I know you've owned brick and mortar, 35% capacity, even though your profit all sucks because you're doing all the hard work for hardly anything on the back end.
Right.
So when she tried to sell to get out, they saw that too. So they lowballed her.
Yeah.
So now she's anxious and depressed. So all we did, and this goes back to something else you said, like not hiring everyone at once, but still having everything that you need. That's kind of my gift is I used to build homes as a general contractor. My husband was the real general, but I was behind the scenes participating in everything and built several of my own homes. And you have to have everything you need or the structure doesn't work, but you can't have more than you need, period. You can't have more people in the house working on it. You can't spend more money than you should spend. You can't have, you know, your tile guy come and put in way too much tile and it's unbalanced, you know, it looks dumb. So I was able to integrate experts that have built billion-dollar companies, and we didn't have to work with them for a year, like is their norm. We worked with them for 4 hours. So I sprinkled in these experts. And again, it's like that zipper thing. And it was magical. Her toxic employees left with no battle and they didn't steal her clients, which we thought all of that was going to happen, right? She was able to shift her culture because she shifted herself. And she actually understood why she even created this company in the first place. She thought she knew, she didn't.
Right.
Because it was connected to her core wound. And this was a way she was healing herself, was to give everyone else what she didn't have. So when we connected her to that, it just was magic. And she attracted this doctor that they tried multiple times to attract a doctor. They couldn't. She is perfect for their culture. Then a doctor that had worked for her the whole time stepped up to full-time instead of part-time. He let go of his private practice. And she was so obsessed with it. I say obsessed because it's like this constant intrusive thought that she couldn't get injectors. And I'm like, well, tell me about your process for injectors. You're going to like this because I actually thought of you when I was doing this. Like, this is a Susie move. And she said, well, you know, we hire them from esthetician school or we hire them away from other people, you know, whatever. And then they come in and my lead girl that doesn't really work for me anymore, but she'll train people for me. She trains them because there's a certain way we like them to do it. And it's not how they were taught in school. And I'm like, whoa. You're just retraining them anyway. Right?
Yeah.
So why don't you just become a training facility that hires for culture and trains the skills? She goes, oh, well, she's retired because she has two disabled kids. I'm like, well, can you find nannies that can handle that?
Yeah. Right.
Two phone calls and she became the number one training facility in her state.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, oh, here's the best part, profit coach. Her profit margin went up 35%.
That is juicy. I love it.
Well, if you said revenue, I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty typical for us.
But profit.
I had no idea we could even do that. That's the highest I'd ever hit. She sold her company for double. But part of that is because she didn't care if she sold. She was like, I can keep this for another 10 years.
Right.
And it's another reason. Like
letting go of the attachment and going, what would be fun right now?
Because she wasn't running away. Yeah. Right.
I love it.
And another juicy piece was she got up to 95% capacity. I mean, all of that was really juicy. But she didn't feel like she'd failed. And she realized how easy it could be to be successful if you stopped problem solving and you really got to the core. So mindset can be magic.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to implement than a bunch of strategies that just take all your time, money, and bandwidth. You have to have the strategy, but if that's all you're doing, you're just distracting yourself.
So if you're listening to this right now, I want you to think about, where is Angela poking the bear, right? Because like you're talking and you're poking me. So I know it's poking us, everyone that's listening. So I want you to look at how can I understand what is my wound? Where am I hiding? Where am I not showing up for my fulfillment and my greatness? And now you have something for us so we can do an assessment. Talk about that. Because I think I love doing assessments because nobody's telling me what's wrong with me, right? I'm uncovering for myself and seeing what is it. So let's talk about that, because it is delicious. And you can tell I just love working with Angela, because it comes from a place of love and generosity and not make wrong and like we're, you know, screwed up. It's just like, no, we all have it. And we need to be talking about it more so that we're all clear on what we can do to change it, whatever it is, right? Or improve it, right? They're not necessarily looking at change, because what happens is changing doesn't do anything. It's the awareness and noticing.
Yes.
Oh, there I am again. Oh, there I am again. So let's talk about the assessment and how can they get the assessment? Because it is a gift that Angela is giving to us for our tribe and our community. So share more about that.
Yeah, well, it's at holisticallymade.com, and holistically starts with a W, because that represents wealth and winning and wholeness, because, you know, success isn't like one tiny little piece over here and then everything else is trashed, right? Like we need that wholeness to feel and truly be wealthy. And the purpose of the assessment, it's actually, I'm putting so much love into this one and time, because it is the brainchild of my career. I've been doing this a long time, a lot older than I look.
You're good estheticians.
Yeah. I wish Botox drops my forehead. Dang it. Stem cells, that for me. Anyway, the elephant in the room isn't what you think it is. And that's all we're trying to do, is say, here are your indicator lights. Here's what the elephant in the room is. And it's a full assessment of, you know, your time, your money, your bandwidth, your satisfaction. And it's helping you shift from a small business owner to Elon Musk, who gets to just walk in and just say, okay, thanks for the list of the indicator lights. And now I'm going to go create a company and put in place leaders where that doesn't exist.
Yes.
We're just here to create. We're not here to make wrong. We're not here to stress you out so that you'll come work with us. It's just the opposite. We're here to show you what your highest options are that will meet you, your highest self, and your best life in the same place. So it's really about, let's look at the things that aren't out there, right? Like, I'm not going to tell you what type of leader you are or any of that. I'm going to tell you where the real opportunity is to make that magical switch, where it's so easy and joyful that you just want to do it again. And that's how you truly scale. You don't scale by slogging. You scale through joy and excitement.
Oh, I love it. Just a couple tweaks in our mindset, right? And understanding the foundation of you. So it'll be in the show notes so that you have it and click the link. And so when you meet with Angela, because I know you're going to want to meet with her, tell her you're one of our BFFs, right? Family and friends. We love you. So Angela, thank you so much for being here. And if this episode has been powerful for you, please share it with your community, right? Please tag Angela so she knows that she made a difference. Why we do this is so that we can pour into you and make a profound difference for you. So make sure you like, you share, you comment the breakthroughs that you had. Angela, thank you for your generosity, but more importantly, thank you for your courageous, being courageous and doing what you do. Because it is, you have to be courageous to call leaders on their crap, right? And so I just want to acknowledge you and say thank you.
Oh, thank you. That actually really, really meant a lot. I needed that today. Thank you.
Good. That's our goal, right? Fill you up as you fill us up. Yeah. So until next time, I'm Susie Carter, your profit coach, and my guest, Angela Bell, is here to serve you. So make sure that you get in touch and let us know how we can serve you.
Bye. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.